Pine marten is the smallest predator in the northern forest. It's a member of the weasel family, related to otters and ferrets. It weighs roughly 2 to 2.5 pounds, has big furry ears, a pointed nose, a bright orange patch on its chest, and a bit of a temper.
I don't know how big of an animal they would take on, but yes, they do have a reputation for being quite fierce.
Jill Witt is a wildlife biologist with the Little River Band of Ottawa Indians. She has a marten caught in a wire cage, tucked next to a fallen log, half buried in twigs and leaf litter. And this is just about the only way a person would ever see one.
I've never seen one prior to this. I think most people can say they probably have never seen a marten in the forest. They're very elusive.
Martens feed mostly on small rodents of the forest, voles, mice, chipmunks, and squirrels. But it will go after an animal twice its size, such as a snowshoe hare. It thrives where there are a lot of big down dead trees. Back in the day before logging and wildfire changed the Michigan forest, they hung out in big old pine and hemlock. But now the marten seems to have adapted to the oaks and beech and maple of the mature hardwood forest.
And I think marten really is a good example of a species that can do well if the forest is allowed to recover and return to and continue on towards a more mature, possibly even old growth state.
Hi.
Martens that are here appear to be doing okay in the Manistee Forest, but the population isn't growing or spreading. Researchers think one reason might be the prime habitat is isolated, so there aren't places in between for martens to get a toehold. But the study also is looking at other possibilities.
Good little buddy.
Veterinarian Maria Spriggs uses a gas to anesthetize the marten.
Oxygenation of 99%.
She lays it out on a cloth on the tailgate of a pickup truck and monitors its heart rate and oxygen intake. She's the vet at Mesker Park Zoo in Evansville, Indiana. The zoo is motivated to support wildlife biologists doing basic research in the field.
And this is the same monitor that I use at the zoo for our zoo animals. So, yep, we're pretty much doing the best that you can do in a mobile situation.
She takes blood, urine, and fecal samples and does a brief inspection for parasites, such as ticks, and she declares it a robust male.
He looks healthy. Nice looking male. He's in good weight, good body condition. His hair coat is healthy, shiny.
Later, Dr. Spriggs will do an intensive workup of the blood samples. One of the main points of the study is to find out if there are signs of inbreeding or disease. That could be a key reason why the animals aren't doing better. After the fit of a new radio collar meets her approval, Dr. Spriggs places the marten in a wooden box lined with a towel. The anesthesia wears off usually in about 15 minutes. She's just about to give it an injection of fluid before releasing it, but when the needle touches its hindquarters, the marten starts and turns with a snap.
Oh, he's waking up.
Although they do have a bit of an attitude at times. Well, I guess if a UFO plopped down and knocked me out and put a collar on me and punched a hole in my ear and all kinds of things, I might not be real friendly when I woke up either.
Paul Keenlance likes the marten's feisty attitude. He's a professor of wildlife biology at Grand Valley State. And he says compared with larger animals, like wolves and bears that he studied, martens are much easier to catch and collar and track. So he expects the study will produce a lot of good data. To Keenlance, that means a realistic chance that forest managers could make a few changes to help martens recover without a lot of restrictions or costs, something he thinks is worth the effort.
I mean, is the ecosystem going to collapse because there aren't martens? Well, no, probably not. But it is, I think, a healthier ecosystem and more fully functioning with as many of the original components as you can have.
For American Indians, the marten isn't just related to the health of the forest, it's also connected to the health of the people. That's why the Little River Band is putting so much effort into this research. Jimmy Mitchell is head of natural resources for the tribe.
We look at most species that were here during the time prior to the big change that occurred, that those all were part of our family. We all interacted, we keyed in on what each other did. I mean, we learned a lot from our environment and how the animals acted.
There's a tradition for families to identify certain animals as part of their clan. Members of the marten clan were warriors and stood for courage. Mitchell says the tribe wants to hold on to those traditions because they still have value today.
Those attributes of courage, for instance, are as important as wisdom or love or respect.
In the Manistee Forest, west of Cadillac, for IPR News, I'm Bob Allen.